Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, February 11th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Barris, Lily Cat.
And welcome to our Valentine's Day edition of My Little Pony Talk.
Lots of hot babes. Lots of hot dudes. We're gonna put them together.
Oh, yes, we are.
Or in this case, we're talking fillies and studs.
And there are some amazing studs here. So, it's amazing. It's amazing. They've gone so long.
What? Oh, the studs? Oh, the studs are long overdue.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, everybody out there is trying to do their part. They got their own studs matched up with their own fillies and their own little collections and such. But, we want to put it out there as for those studs that haven't yet been officially matched up, we have suggestions. We have perused the herds and we got ourselves the most eligible bachelorettes.
Yeah, and these guys are really looking forward to this because they've been sitting on the sidelines for far too long.
Well, except for quarterback. He's been playing the field.
So,
wow. It's going to be Valentine's Day in a few days. Before we get into the studs, anything new and exciting happening this weekend for you?
No, not much. The same old, same old. What about yourself?
Still married. Yeah, so that means pretty much nothing is going to be happening.
Are you trying to say that someone isn't going to get you something?
Oh, he might. He'll probably get me something, but come on, we're married. We've been married a long time, too. I love him, I don't know, after about the 15th year, I think we're in that take each other for granted mode, but it's a good take each other for granted. It's a, I'm happy with you, you're happy with me, here's your flowers, and happy Valentine's Day. Okay, that's all done. Hey, as long as I get some chocolate, I'm happy. I'm not hard to please. Believe it or not, I am not hard to please most of the time.
Are you sure about that?
No, actually, I actually am not really sure about that. I don't think I'm hard to please, but that's probably not true. Let's ask somebody who would know. Kitten, am I hard to please?
Yeah.
Okay, apparently I'm hard to please.
I knew it.
What I found disturbing was that there was absolutely no pause between asking the question and getting an answer. She could have humored me and been I don't know, maybe sometimes. Nope, yes. This resounding yes, echoing up the stairs. Okay, I get it. Shocking, I know. But, yes, that's probably why I don't get anything. But, yeah, no, that's not true. I just, at this point, yeah, like, I think when in the early stages of any romance, there's a lot of that surprising going on, you know, and kudos for you couples out there, and I know some of you that are able to just keep surprising the heck out of each other, and that's great, but I think I've run out of ideas. And I try, but a lot of times you just tell each other what you want and you just kind of get it. And that kind of leaves little room for additional surprises. But that's okay. I'm good with that. I'm all about creature comforts and a certain amount of predictability in my life, you know? Boy, that's just really way off topic. That's really not the direction I wanted to go in. And I'm just kind of, why didn't you stop me? You know, it could be like, oh, and Pony Dog wants to say something.
Well, he never wants to say anything. Well, he always wants to say something, but it's...
Hey, come on, that's not true. I know. He talked to me one day after the show. He has lots to say.
Hmm.
He says you need to find a new flavor of pony snacks. Preferably beef or chicken.
Yeah, well, you know, if Betty Crocker would come out with that one, yeah, then I'd be able to do that.
Well, that's what we got to do. We got to, like, market our own pony snacks for dogs. I don't know. That might be too much of a small market, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
A very furry market, too.
That's okay. Furry is fine. So, let's see. You know what I miss? Since we're going to do a lovely... I was very, very disappointed to find out. Apparently, and I'm going to just double check this. Kitten? Do they not do the whole send a carnation or flower to any of your friends thing in school?
What?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, you can send your friend a flower, like, on Valentine's Day or Friendship Day. Oh, they did do that. Did you send flowers to anybody?
No.
You're lame. What, you can't send them to your girlfriends? I cannot believe you're that lame. Oh, wow. Well, back in my day, and I guess a lot of schools still do it, you know, you can pay like $1 and you can like send a carnation with a little message to like your friends. On Valentine's Day, you know, and you always hope you're going to get one from, like, a secret admirer or like, that really cute guy that you notice that you, you know, keep thinking might have actually noticed you. And you know that's not really going to happen, but, you know, you might have a really, really good friend that will send you one and be, like, you know, from your secret admirer just to make you feel better. But apparently that trick is no longer acceptable. Now you're really only supposed to send it from boy to girl. It's no longer, you know, send them to your girlfriends to cheer them up for not having a boy. Or, in
well,
my daughter's
know,
case, she's just too cheap.
Well, I mean, why? Because, I mean, they would always do it, you know, red would be for if you love them, you know, pink and white would be for friends, you know. What the heck? Did they not want to take and go with the other colors?
I think it was just a matter of economics. They just, you know, couldn't afford to, like, predict what 1,000 or so students were going to, what colors were going to be in season that year. So they pretty much probably just did, you know, hey, the florist sent us over 500 red ones and 500 pink ones, and you're just going to have to go with it. At any rate, I still think it's cute. As much as I hated sitting there hoping I would just get one flower and be thrilled if I got three, it just meant that I made more friends that year. And then, you know, I just think I miss that. That is the one thing I actually miss is the whole flower thing. And then I come to find out I can't even live vicariously through Kitten because she's cheap. So we shall see. So, if that's the case, we really should have just set up something where the ponies were sending flowers to each other. Somebody's getting flowers, dang it. It can't be me. I can't get flowers. It'll kill the cat. Every time flowers come in this house, the cat has to go to, like, the emergency room or something. Not going to happen.
Okay. Is the cat allergic to flowers?
Many flowers are poisonous to cats if they ingest them. Some more so than others. Need I remind you of the lily incident from last year? Oh, please don't tell me I got to remind you of the lily incident.
No, I don't remember anything about
lilies. It's not even pony related. I can't remind you of the lily incident. Other than the fact that it cost so much that I was severely short on pony funds. Cat licked lily. Lily, highly poisonous. Vet said, get her in here immediately. It was like an episode of ER. They met me at the door. They whisked her away. They rushed her to the back. They proceeded to do all kinds of things I just don't want to know about. She spent 4 or 5 days in kitty emergency, almost died, cost me a couple $1,000s. Yes, that's right. It cost me a ladybird and then some. It was painful. And as a result, I refused to bring flowers into the house. Not having that happen again. So all you kitty people out there, lilies, highly poisonous to kitties. Most poisonous plant to kitties is the lily. Different lilies have varying levels of toxicity, but you really just don't want to be taking chances to find out which one will kill your cat within 24 to 48 hours. And if you don't get it out of them within 2 hours, it's a done deal.
Okay.
Yeah, bad news. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. So we talk about nearly dying kitties. But the kitty is fine. Kitty's kicking it. She's cool. She's still with us. Sometimes you really just shouldn't let me ramble, Panda. It's not always good for the show. What, are you trying to have me bury myself? Come on, talk. Do something. Direct.
Sorry.
You are. You're just trying to have me dig my own grave. I see what you're doing. Don't think I'm not on to you. Fine. Okay. So, I am very impressed that you got the dating show song. That was awesome. Did you ever have the pleasure of watching the actual dating show?
Actually, I did a couple of times just on reruns when I was very much younger and, you know, I had nothing better to do. I'd be at my grandmother's house. There'd be nothing on TV.
Wow, so that was really like you're going to watch this as like an absolute last resort to like maybe going outside and playing?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Where my grandmother lived, yeah, going outside was not an option.
Where was she? Freaking Manitoba?
No, it was kind of like not the best of neighborhoods.
Oh, that kind of problem.
Yeah.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
I hate to say it like this, but, you know, in a dark sky, there's only a few white stars, and we were it.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you were unable to go out and play more often, but as a result, you sure as heck got a really good education on the dating show.
Oh,
yes. So you know how it works.
Yes, I do.
Women spend hours getting their hair to be absolutely Farrah Fawcett perfect.
Yes.
And the men tried to have as much chest hair as they possibly could sticking out of their shirts.
Well, on this episode, we will not be having Farrah Fawcett hair, nor will we be having chest hair as, well, unfortunately, the males are devoid of all chest hair, but they will be sporting as much hoof hair as possible.
Yes. I love a man with furry feet. However, and it's a good thing because, you know what, I wonder if this is telling. You know, maybe Hasbro was trying to tell us something. I just had a, like, aha moment. You know, you have one of those and your whole, like, oh, my gosh, I've been doing this for how long and I just figured out what happened? I just figured out why the UK loving family dudes have no hair on their feet. They've been pony whipped.
Ah.
They got married, and they had big parts of their maleness stripped away from them. They're completely emasculated by the dominant, very cool females. The females were like, "You're shaving that. That's just nasty."
Yeah, you are.
That's just gross. That's so 70s. I mean, get that stuff off your feet.
Tracking mud.
Yeah, right. And it tracks.
You are not coming
up
into this house.
I don't think so. You better shave. That explains it.
Here's the razor.
For years, I wondered. I was like, why? Why do they have no hair on their feet? It's because they're married. Hello? Case solved. Well, at least we know we don't have to worry about matching them up. They are already quite happily hairless and married with beautiful children, and we can just let them be.
Yes. But I think what we should actually do is have a very quick segment with the American guys and try and figure out what their wives were before they became Miss Apple Delight and Miss
You want to go there. You want to go there. You actually want to go and find out who they were dating. You want to dig up those demons? You want to bring out the girlfriends of families past?
No. We just want to find out what their names were before they got married.
Like Daddy Apple Delight was Daddy doing Applejack? I mean, what? What are you saying here?
No. You know, we just want to find out the women behind the mommy.
You mean before he kissed her and morphed her into a totally different pony?
Yes.
Through the magic of love?
Yes.
I had no idea that happened. I always thought that they were just like kindred spirit soulmates, that when they met, they knew the moment they saw each other that the universe had cosmically created them for each other.
Hmm.
Unless, of course, you have another theory. I mean, you know, hey, shoot it at me.
So you want to go with that idea?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of obvious. I mean, come on. What are the odds, you know? You've got trees, I got apples. Let's get together and make apple trees, baby. Yeah. I got ribbons, you got boxes. Let's make presents and balloons. What's
that's
the other one?
Scary.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad when you can take, you know, ribbons, hearts, and pony balloons and turn it into something naughty.
Okay, have I reminded you yet that it's not Ponies After Dark yet?
Oh, that's not till 10. Sorry, my bad. Hey, but it's after 10 over in the other part of the world. Yum yum, can tell us it's like 3 a.m. It's a done deal. We're talking about cuddle time now, baby.
Should I put a PG rating on tonight's show?
You could put a PG rating as a we might say a couple things that have some innuendo, although we're going to make an attempt to be very clean. That's probably going to be about the naughtiest stuff that's going to come out of me. But in the interest that there may be little ones listening, get your dictionary so that you understand everything we're talking about.
Oh my God, this is too funny. Miss Gatterman put in, she forgot, this is what she said we should basically say. Tonight's show may not be suited for younger listeners.
Well, if we're going to say that, then, you know, come on. All heck is breaking loose, baby. If we're gonna go there, we're going to go there. You know what I mean? We're going to stop off at the CVS on the corner, and we're going there.
Oh, my God.
let that digest for a while. Somebody's feeling better this week. I'm feeling lots of giggles.
The morning after the show last week.
Morning after? We're talking about the morning after already? We haven't even gotten through the night.
Of last week's show, the morning after. The morning after last week's show, I woke up and it was a pony miracle.
It was?
I was feeling 100 times better.
See, that is why we must continue doing the show, because of its healing properties.
Yes.
I was blind. Did you know I was blind the first time we did the pony show? And I woke up the next day, I could see. My veil had been lifted from mine eyes, and the world was color.
Were you colorblind before you went blind?
I was just blind to how much I truly appreciated my ponies. I was not seeing them in all their glory, and the light I saw once again. I was reunited with my pony love. Let me see if I can find it. Now, you see, in anticipation of our show, because let me tell you, after we talked last week and we cemented the idea that we were, in fact, going to do this little dating thing, I can't tell you how my brain started ticking and the gears were grinding and things were moving along, and I started getting really excited about this. I was like, ooh, you know, like a little girl. I'm going to be pony matchmaker. But then it occurred to me, I was like, you know, Kitten might want to be part of this too. And Kitten was having a friend sleepover who has been privy to the whole pony collection thing for a few years, and she gets excited too. But I was like, hey, I'm going to have the little 14-year-old girls hook up the boys. Yeah. Of course, I got my own opinions on who they would go with. But, you know, it's amazing what a 14-year-old girl does and what they see and what they think should go with who and what we think as adults. You know, we sit there and we look at, you know, with the colors and the, you know, who looks right and who's compatible and this, that, and the other thing. But they're like, uh-uh. You know, we got to do this one, because they're complete opposites. And you know, it's just great. So every once in a while, as we go along, I'm going to have to tell you the things that the 14-year-old girls who know all about love, what their opinions were on certain ponies. I'm trying to find the list, because we actually wrote a list, so I would know. Whew, goodness. And I'm apparently getting an exercise workout while I'm at it as I walk all over the house looking for the list. I can't find a list. I'm going to be heartbroken. So did you make a list? Did you get all excited and make a list too? Or are you going to wing it? Are you just going to go with the moment and feel it out and see what happens? Or did you spend hours interviewing the ponies and making your matches?
Well, I interviewed them, you know, I got a feel for, you know, what the guys were looking for in their perfect, filly, you know.
And it was more than just female with legs that smiles at me? You mean the guys actually had, like, some sort of discernible tastes?
Yeah, yes, they did. Yes, they did, believe it or not. They were very forthcoming with their answers, you know.
That's nice. So they're actually looking for, like, fillies with personalities and stuff, you know? They're not scared away from the smart types?
No. They are definitely not. You know, a couple of them, you know, they had their expectations way up there.
Well, so did any of them want, like, you know, ready-made families? I have a funny feeling that the surprise twin mommy is still going to be a single woman.
You will be surprised.
No, you did not hook up surprise twin mommy with somebody and he was cool with it?
Yes, he was.
Wow. You know, kudos to that pony. Because, Heck, that's a lot to take on.
Hey, Kitten,
oh,
you
yes,
remember what we did with the list? In the pony room.
Hey, that might be a good place to look.
Okay, how about this? I'll give you the theme song to move your happy butt up there.
Right on.
I'm not seeing it. I'm going to fetch the kitten. Kitten! The list! I can't find it! We're going to have a lot of single ponies if we don't find the list. Come on, help me!
This is not right. This is like strange pony karma of some sort of twisted nature. I mean, we spent so much time. Okay, go through the pony room, carefully peruse. Oh, yes, while we're here, we need to, so distracted, we need to take a deep breath. All right. Okay, I gotta get me some pony euphoria going on. That'll help me find the list. Or I'll pass out.
One of the two.
One of the two. Something's going to happen, right?
Yes.
I'm about to smack her. She's not coming up here and assisting me. She's letting me.
Was she supposed to?
Yes, she was supposed to.
Oh.
She's leaving me to flounder. Here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put her on the spot. She's going to talk to you about boy ponies, and I'm going to find a dang list.
Oh, kitten. Somebody wants to talk to you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, you are being put on the spot while little alley cat goes in search of that list.
Oh, okay. I was going to come up in a few minutes. Degrassi was on. And that's a good show. So, little alley cat, what are you doing losing the list?
Oh.
I am helping. I'm talking to the people on the show. Okay, okay, okay. What were you guys talking about before little alley cat rudely interrupted my stories?
Well, just, you know, what some of the guys are looking for, you know, in their cute girls.
Oh, right, right. What else has she told you? Has she told you anything else?
No, she hasn't told us anything yet.
No, okay, she might bring that up later. I don't want to say anything just in case she's not, but you will find out soon enough about the whole couple thing that we got going on. I don't know why little alley cat is down here on this floor. It would make sense to me if it was in the pony room, so she should be looking in the pony room.
She did look in the pony room. Well, you know, I did hear that there may be some controversy, but, you know, we'll kind of leave it up to her as to whether or not that will come out.
Right. So you do know. There was also a interracial. Oh, she found the list.
Whoa!
Yay! Holy list! That's great. That's great.
You're not gonna
get okay. No. Okay, I'll just hang up on the pony show then.
Not hanging up on the pony
okay,
show.
Bye.
No, give me
I already did it.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Did you just hear it?
Ow! Abuse! No!
Yeah, you hit me. I did not hit you, the book hit you.
This is the rage of little alley cat. Okay, Degrassi's back on. Here.
Nope.
Thank you.
We're here,
No, no, you can't see the notebook. Either you are with us or you are not with us. It is not a half measure thing. Can't believe you're watching Degrassi instead of mating up the ponies. This is a lifetime opportunity.
Okay. Well, you see, since I kind of randomly put things about here, I don't know that I actually followed any, I didn't follow any order that we had on any of the sites. I just kind of grabbed ponies and we just kind of did our thing. So, why don't you call out the pony we're going to match up and we can go from there.
Okay, first up, our first little...
Did you lose track there? we're talking about the boy ponies.
Okay. Our first Studley Stallion. He comes from the sea. He loves working on his ship, and he just loves bringing in that fish. Yes, it is Salty.
He loves bringing in fish, huh?
Well, he's a
fisherman. That's what he does?
That's what he does for a living.
Is there nothing else they can do on the sea other than fish?
Well,
I think of a hat. I always thought of him more as a military man out there, kind of like protecting the coast, the pony land.
There you go.
And fishing while he's out there, of course. Because what are you going to do? You're on a ship, you know. Come on, there's only so much you can do.
Oh, yes.
So Salty. Hey, buddy. Looking pretty sweet there with that green bandana. That neckerchief. I'm liking the hat, buddy. Man in uniform, right on.
Oh, yes. Always got to love those men in uniform.
Who were you? Who were your bachelorette nominees for our Salty Man?
Well, you know, he did say he did like a girl who did like the sea and who was soft and cuddly. So, you know, first up is So Soft Angel.
Saw that one coming. Saw it coming.
You know,
yes, I did.
Yes,
I would say that she could make a fairly good couple, you know. An awful lot of green and stuff going on. But, you know, I gotta offer other options. Our teenage panel had two other ponies to put up. They felt that Dutch Shell, you know, since he does travel the oceans worldwide. He's got to get a little international action going on. So he met Dutch Shell, and that's his TDY wife, which means temporary duty, ladies, for those that don't know. And when he's on our good old American soil, he likes to hang out with sailboat because, again, ships, you know, that's his leisure time. I think that was her name. I don't know. I have to actually look up her official name, but it's the Sunshine Pony who's turquoise with yellow hair and sailboats. And I don't know her name. I just remembered writing sailboats. So maybe I should actually look it up so I don't sound like an idiot. An idiot who's been collecting for over 12 years and still doesn't remember this name. So, you know, I'm wondering, do we actually get to make a final determination, or are we just going to, like, say, okay, you know, we're Mormons, go have fun.
Well, you know, well, what did you want to do? Did you want to, like, you know, go ahead and announce the fillies we were going to match them up with, and then later on in the show we'd come up with an update and see, you know, their dates, how they went?
We could see how that goes. Sure. Okay, so Salty is now going out with So Soft Angel, Dutch Shell. And as soon as I get this up and running, I'm going to tell you who that other gal, that mystery filly with the sailboats is that caught his eye from across the room.
Mainsail?
Mainsail! Okay, if you say so. Because I still haven't gotten this thing up and running. You know how I am with the Mac. It takes me, you know, a year.
Well, let's see. Salty is So Soft Angel. Dutch Shell and Mainsail. Very good.
I thought about
good.
The salt, the angel thing, but there was something about, I don't know if it was the green or the, something I wasn't liking as much. We were looking at the contrasting colors and some other issues going on there. But, yes, I think all three lovely ladies would work wonderful for him. I actually, honestly, I think he needs to keep them all because he needs to have one in each port. I think that's fair. But I think, you know, he can have an exception. Come on. The guy travels.
Yeah, that is true, as long as he doesn't attempt to marry them all.
Okay. Well, that's kind of no... I guess if you go all these years to just force them into marriage, might be too much too soon.
Exactly.
At least for a playboy like Salty.
I definitely agree there.
Come on, he's a sailor. Enough said.
Oh, yes, you gotta love us.
Sunshine ponies. Okay, that didn't take me a year or anything. Yes, mainsail. That was the one. Although, you know, he could pretty much go out with just about anybody from the Sunshine Collection, and it would work out wonderful. He's just looking at them sisters going, I don't know. But yeah, mainsail with the sailboats, she's the gal. She's the gal that he likes right now. So who's next?
Up next, our next Studley Stallion. He's coming in from another year. It is Chief.
Chief. Ooh, we're doing him right off the bat. Wow. He has been on the pony people sexiest pony stud alive several years running.
Oh,
we're
yes.
talking about the bachelor that everybody wants.
Oh, yes, he
most
is.
Most eligible bachelor. He's a fireman. He's got the muscles built up. Come on, the women just swoon. He's rescuing kitties out of trees. He's... Wow. You know, this... It was hard. I got to say it was hard to think of a good match for him. The 14-year-old girls did not place him with somebody I would have placed him with, however... what was your choice?
Well, give me yours first.
Oh, you want mine first? Well, I personally thought he needed to be with Princess Tiffany because she's so perfectly white, and I don't know, where they are on My Pony Room, I think they've been kind of eyeing each other for a while now, just so close, yet so far, there's like a little divider between them, that I decided that they really need to just make it official and be a couple. You know, they've been doing Morse code, you know, through this little divider and whispering sweet nothings to each other and such. So, you know, princesses always need to be rescued, and I think Chief is up to the task. However, the 14-year-old girls thought that Princess Sunbeam was more his thing because she's fiery. She's got that bright yellow hair and that bright pink body, and she's just fiery and needs a man that knows how to handle her. I said, okay. Score for 14-year-old girls.
Well, see, I went. He did want a princess, but you know he wanted one that was a little bit, you know, a little bit more reserved. So I've matched him up with Princess Primrose.
How interesting that we all thought he needed a princess. Well, you know, that is really something. That says something about Chief. He is just so good, you know, that he's good enough for royalty. He is just, he's the man. You know, we could always also take the votes of any of our people listening in on our chat boards. You know, hey, pipe in. Tell us if you agree or disagree. Like, we'll listen. But, hey, you know, you could still mention it.
There you go. Definitely. But, you know.
Why Princess Primrose?
Because he did say he did want someone a little bit more reserved. And, you know, she does have that shy look to her. Kind of like, yes, I'm a princess, but I'm shy about it.
Okay.
She's not all, I am a princess. You must listen to me and do what I say.
Did you actually sit them next to each other and see how they look together? I mean, to make sure everybody is clear, Princess Primrose is the, I'm looking. Is she the, that's not the blue
She's
one
pink.
With white hair. She's pink, right?
She's pink.
Pink with blue hair. Now, you see, if you were going with Shy Pose, why didn't you go with the one that was blue with white hair? Gosh, Misty? Is that Princess Misty? No, which one's the blue with the white hair? Come on, people, let's go back. Oh, we did the show like a year ago. Why don't you remember? The blue one with the white hair. Now, that would have been a possibly good match. I mean, we have Chief here that's white with blue hair, and then we have this princess here that's blue with white hair. They could make a good couple, too. And she's in that, you know, AJ Shy pose.
Well, I'm sticking by my choice.
Or you could just give them a harem. They're all princesses. I mean, we are not going to have any unhappy ponies, let me tell you.
Definitely not.
Plenty of choices. Find the princesses. I will tell you the color of the blue one. Princess ponies. Hello. Princess Taffeta. That's the blue one with the white hair. There you go.
Ah.
She did come with a yellow wand, and that's a... That's another plus. I mean, you know, there's a yellow streak in Chief's hair. Now, you see, I personally think Princess Tiffany is the one for him. You know, the beautiful white, a whole white thing going on. But that's okay. Everybody says a princess. So, who are we going to talk about next? And what are you using for going in order? Are you looking at a list? Are you following, like, the Into the Sea list? Or are you just, like, off the top of your head? I mean, we should probably follow some sort of sequential list so we don't get lost.
How are we going to get lost? I'm typing down whom we're matching up.
Oh, you're going all about it. Okay, well, see, I meant like actually opening up like, you know, one of these lists someplace about the Big Brother ponies so that we don't actually forget anybody.
Well, we won't forget anyone because I'm typing down who the boy is and all the girls whom we're picking from.
Okay.
So there is no way that we will forget someone.
Okay.
And up next, he's from across the pond. This little manly man has just twirled his way into everyone's hearts one way or another. Yes, it is. One of the mountain boys. It is Tornado.
Oh, see, now they're just playing dirty. You're, like, all mixing them up from across the pond. You can at least, like, get the Americans hooked up, you know? And, you know, now you're bringing in the international dudes that are going to come in. They're going to sweep all the good American women or otherwise. I mean, you're not – the American guys, come on. You're not even giving them a shot here. Bringing in the European boys. So.
Are you telling me that we weren't going to be hooking these boys up, too?
No. I'm saying we're hooking them all up. But I was saying in all fairness, the European fellas and the South American fellas, we probably should have saved them to last because they can have any girl they want, okay? They just come into the room, they speak with that accent, they have that flair, and all the fillies drop. Yeah, the only way the American dudes are really going to be able to get, like, top shelf is if they get the first crack at it.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tornado. We'll have to wait for you, okay? Don't worry. Now, go back to the purple room. That has the good stuff in that one, okay?
The purple room?
The purple room.
The purple room. What is the purple room?
It has better snacks in it. As opposed to the green room.
Oh, the purple room. Okay, where the boys are waiting?
Yes.
Okay, all right. You got me. You lost me for a minute there. I forgot. They were all backstage just kind of waiting to hear what happened. their love life on the line here. You know who I want to talk about? I want to talk about that man. The man. The one that is the bad boy. But everybody loves him. He's bold. He's bright. He's dashing. He's dangerous. He's blue with fiery orange hair and a yellow streak. And he's got a patch as if he lost his eye, but we know he didn't. Talking Barnacle. That's right. The pirate.
Arrgh.
Arrgh. Yeah, we got to talk about him. Because let me tell you, the girls saw him, and they're like, we are hooking him up. they weren't playing any games. Barnacle, for some reason, I'm telling you, he was the ladies' man. He was the easiest one to match up. He was just like her and her and her and her and her. In true pirate fashion, he is a womanizer.
Of course.
So, who was Barnacle after in your herd?
In my herd? It was no contest. He was after Miss Mimic.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I agreed. I did have that discussion. I said, hey, parrot, hello. Pirate, parrot, hello. Perfect match. But they did, they kind of had issues over who was prettier. So
who were
that's
your
something they're
going
to have to work out if they want their relationship to continue. Now, in my herd, Barnacle just went on a smorgasbord.
Of course.
Yeah, Barnacle took one look at Gypsy, and he was like, that orange, the Gypsy, you know, gypsies and pirates, they go awesome together. And he was just all about that. But then the 14-year-old girl stepped in and said, no, Barnacle, he's a pirate. He's at the sea all the time. You've got to hook him up with German Sky Dancer because she has seagulls. Not the American Sky Dancer because, I don't know, they just didn't like her. They wanted the colors combination of the German Sky Dancer and the seagulls. They're like, you know, he's a pirate. He needs seagulls. It's oceans, you know. And I said, but why didn't you hook that person up with Salty? Why not Salty? And they said, no, German Sky Dancer is too exotic for Salty. Okay. And then Waterfire from our G3 collection tried to get in on the action because he's like, he's my soulmate. We're like, sorry, hon, wrong generation. Go back to bed.
Well, come on. Do we really have to keep with the G1s?
Yes. You know why? I mean, we could mention, you know, potential future matches, but it's like robbing the cradle. If they go with the G2s, it's like teenagers. And if they go with the G3s, it's like toddlers.
Oh, that is true.
I mean,
because
when you're talking
Adam
about age and just, I mean, no-brainer. G2s are teenagers. I don't care if they play getting married and all that stuff. But the 14-year-olds looked at them, oh, they are the teenage ponies. You can't tell me those are full-formed, fully developed ponies. They just can't be dating yet. Not the adults. No,
well, there you go.
Sure.
Well, there you go, Miss Gadman. That is why the G3s will not be included. They are just far too young for these men.
Yeah, the G3s, they're just, there's potential. You know, Barnacle's going, you know, maybe when you grow up and mature, after I have my third divorce, me and Waterfire, we're going to maybe, you know, meet and get things happening. Or you can date my son, should I actually have a child. You know, one or the other.
You know, Barnacle Jr.
Barnacle Jr. might be a good choice.
There, no, you know,
see, but
there you go.
That's a whole other issue. We have a whole issue going on with the G3s. There are no boys.
Unless you take and look at the ones that are that really dark blue.
I mean, certainly we could reassign gender and you know, say they were mismarked on their package and say, you know, we know you're a boy. It's okay. You can come out.
Right.
We could do that. I mean, in some cases, you kind of have to. But for the actual official boys, you know, before we get too crazy off topic, had to get Barnacle out there because Barnacle is just all over the place. He is our womanizer. Of the entire batch, he's the one that just couldn't keep his hooves to himself. It's the redhead in him. I'm telling you, there's something about redheads. You got to look out for them.
Is that why I really shouldn't go become a redhead during the fall and winter months?
Oh, no. For a girl, it's fine. I mean, gosh, for a girl, it's hot. But for a guy, it means they're a woman. How many redhead dudes have you known? Most redhead dudes that I have known, gigolos, playboys, womanizers, just they're dangerous. There's something about their prior personality. Look at Prince Harry. Perfect example of a ginger.
Oh, my God.
And that's Barnacle. That is Barnacle.
Okay.
I hope that's not a derogatory term, because I always thought it was a cute term. So if it's derogatory to any of you gingers out there, please know I mean it really lovingly, because I think it's an adorable term. But,
yeah.
Actually,
you know,
I really don't know.
Do you ever watch South Park?
Yeah, but everything on South Park is a derogatory term.
That just instantly made me think of Cartman.
Okay, we're not going there. Okay, remember PG-13 trying. We're trying here. Anything Cartman says
automatically
takes away our rating.
Oh, wait. Now we're up to PG-13? Wow.
Oh, we were just PG-13 before? Well, if you want to bring South Park in it, we better go PG-13. We're going to be going freaking rated M for mature pretty soon.
Oh, my. Again, we would like to remind you that tonight's show may not be appropriate for people of all ages. You have been warned.
We're trying our best here.
But, you know, when you got a show all about the boys, you know, it's very hard.
And we are talking about boys that have been waiting a really, really long time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, definitely. So who are we going to talk about next? Who's the next lucky duck?
Up next, this stud is racing around that racetrack. He's keeping on the speed and keeping it going. Yes, ladies, it is.
Racetrack?
Four speed.
Racetrack? He drives a dump truck.
Hey, I was trying to make it look a little bit nicer.
He's wearing a construction hat. Is he going to the monster truck rallies after work?
There you go. Oh, yeah, that's right. He does wear a yellow hard hat.
Yeah, they don't usually wear those when they're going around the racetrack.
Then they seriously
it's the latest in fashion, though.
Then they seriously should not have named him Four Speed.
Sure they do. You know why they named them 4-speed, right?
Why?
Because those big diesel engines, they're not you gotta do it like manually. You know, there's 4 speeds, there's gears.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, at least I'm pretty sure that's why they did that. Or otherwise known as trucker. Do we call them trucker here or do they call them 4-speed here?
4-speed is here. I think trucker is overseas.
Yeah, 4-speed. I'm it's because of the gears.
Oh, okay.
Very odd name if you ask me. Really? rather odd.
Definitely, I agree.
So, who did Four Speed get matched up with in your world?
Well, you know, he's a construction man. So, you know, he loves that long, long hair.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Didn't what?
I don't know. You tell me. We don't
As
have
I
drum
said,
rolls, honey. You're going to have to just spit it out.
Yes, he... I have hooked him up with Brush and Grow ringlets.
Really?
Yes.
That's Color Locks ringlets is... Is that the bluish one?
Let me pull her up.
You don't know. You just matched them up, but you don't know what she looks like. Awesome.
Hey, I try.
Brush what was your reasoning behind this one? Why these two?
That was the princess.
Yeah,
one.
Ringlets is like that grayish blue with the different colored hair. Was it because you thought the body colors were similar? Because construction and hairstyles, I mean, I guess, depending on the hairstyle, really don't have that much to do together.
Well, them construction men, they always want their ladies looking good. That's why
really?
They work the long hours.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen a construction worker's wife? Come on now.
Hey, I've seen a few. And hey, he could be a city worker.
That's true. And that's I'm just messing with him. Come on, you. Construction women tend to want to keep real. Very down to earth, earthy women. I've dated some construction workers. And they like to dress you up too though, so let's not get too deep into it. In our house, Four Speed wanted so soft buttons. Because he was like, you know, I've had a long, hard day at work, and I just, you know, that whole soft, cuddle me, pamper me, get lost in your curls. You've got blue hair and a pink streak. I've got blue hair and a pink streak, and me and you will just make beautiful babies together. So that's who he fell for in my house.
Very cool, very cool.
They actually looked really cute together. See, that was the other problem. I don't know about you, but I would have a pony, and I would sit there and think to myself, oh, you know what? Four Speed would love to meet so-and-so. They'll be perfect together. And then I go get them, and I put them together, and I say, you know what? No, the chemistry's not there. I'm not seeing the sparks. You think they're going to work out together, and you put them together, like, not quite. And you got to start over. There's nothing like meeting them in person, you know what I mean, to match them up. You think they're going to work out, and then you get them together, and you're like, wow, not what I thought was going to happen. Sorry. And when we put them with those soft buttons, sparks flew. I mean, they were just like, wow, we love you. It just happened. It was one of those things that happened. Wasn't somebody I would have thought would have done it, but that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he picked the pony. So who's next?
Up next, this rough and tumbling boy. He's from out west there. He just come a moseying on in, and he ain't afraid of no commitments. Yes, girls, it's Tex.
How'd I know?
And who was the filly that you said would not get hooked up tonight?
Oh, Tex is a righteous man. He's going to go and take care of them surprise newborn twins because
yes.
He knows
they ain't
his. Yes, pink
he
and blue
is.
Ain't got nothing to do with no Tex. Tex wasn't there.
Yes, but you know, he saw their mama. And he looked her straight in the eye and said, "Them youngins may not be mine, but I sure as heck will love them like they was."
It's gonna make me cry. It's so sweet. See, I find it hard to be able to even say that they wanted to be with anybody else, but the 14-year-old girls disagreed. They thought, okay, hold on to your seats. They thought Tex should be with Spunky the Camel.
Spunky the Camel?
Yeah. Hey, just telling it like it is.
Well, there you go. We've got some interracial goings here.
They wanted to match all of our pony friends with other things. I mean, let me tell you, they wanted to match 4-speed with, well, none of the girls. I said, we can't do that. They're in short supply. We got to make sure they're matching up with the girls.
Yeah.
So when I told him, I said, you know, maybe interracial couples might be pushing it. And so then they were like, well, if that's the case, they really liked the color swirl, the yellow and pink color swirl. They thought she was nice and bright and just, they really liked that color, you know, because they thought Tex was a real bright, sunny dude out there in the desert and needs somebody to really liven up his life. And along the same token, they really liked Shoreline for him because she just has suns all over her body, and there's a lot of sun in the desert.
Yes, there is.
A lot of sun. That's who they wanted to hook him up with. And then when they got him together, because at first I thought they were crazy, but then I put them together, and I noticed the cactuses on Tex matched the sunglasses on the sun, and the suns matched the body of Tex. And Tex had, I think he has a pink, what color is his hair? He has pink hair, and the sunshine pony has hair that turns pink. And just, you know, from there, you're like, you know, that kind of works. But knowing that he's got a family now, I don't know if I could do that. But, you know, then again, my Tex is not your Tex. So my Tex could date these guys. I don't have, you know, the twins. But if we're just going to date him up with one, I'm not going to take the man away from his children, you know.
What was that, that pony's name again? One with
the sunshine
twins?
One? The one with, it's Surprise Newborn Mama.
That's what I thought.
Surprise
newborn.
Who's the father?
Okay. Now, for all of you in our chat room who are listening, we are going to give you a chance to help these guys out and picking out their girls. I will be posting up the list of whom we've already hooked up so far. And please do give us your choices.
I'm still trying to figure out why the girls wanted to hook him up with Spunky. I just don't get it. I'm not seeing it. I mean, seriously. So many other choices. Why Spunky? I mean, they could have hooked him up with, gosh, Tall Tales? Is that the one? With the giraffe and the Happy Tail Pony? That would have been kind of cool, you know, one desert to another. Africa, plains, Texas plains. That could have been fun. I don't know why I didn't think of them. Okay.
I don't know why you didn't think about the twins' mama taking and getting married.
Well, if I would have thought about them, I would have probably at least tried to match them up with a daddy that sort of could look like they went with the ponies so that the children didn't have an identity crisis when they grew up.
Well, they You know, he figured, yes, he will tell them that, no, I ain't your biological Paul, but I loved your mama, and I loved you, too.
Well, you
or
know,
three.
Hey, adopted families are just as legitimate as any other family out there, and there you go. As long as they are loved and have a good home. Just not the guys that, yeah. You know, but hey, ponies are loving. Well, most of them. Some of them are not so loving. Some of them are really quite catty. But, you know, Tex, he's a good stand-up kind of guy. I can see him doing that. So who's next?
Up next, we've got... Well, he's coming up out of the West as well.
Uh-oh.
He's bringing his roots with him as well.
His roots?
His roots.
There's got to be a nicer way to say that, but go ahead.
It's wigwam.
Well, there you go. Now, you know, I'm sure if I went through all the ponies, could have found the perfect pony for wigwam. Wigwam is just, wow. He's just like all out there. But the 14-year-old kitten said, you know, full stop, Applejack. I said, but Applejack is just, she's a great gal, but really, I mean, she doesn't have the Indian thing. Applejack, she won't hear nothing about it. She won't talk to me about it. That was it. I wasn't even allowed to write anything else down. I couldn't have an opinion. It was Applejack.
Well, guess what?
What?
We have our first secured match of the night.
No. Did you pick Applejack, too?
Applejack.
Wow. Okay, the pony gods have spoken. For whatever reason, these two are a match made in pony heaven. Because
yes.
It's like the first time in a year and a half that me and Amy have agreed on anything. Timestamp that sucker. Oh, my God. We agreed. Wigwam and Applejack. There you go. Why? I don't know. But, I mean, the 14-year-old girl said it. I really couldn't argue with it. You said it. You know what? Okay, fine. I'm good with it. Right on. Applejack could go with a lot of the guys. I mean, she's like a perfect match for a lot of guys. But, no, she is Wigwams. Right on. Well, that was easy. Shoot. If only they were all so easy. So who's next? I think somebody needs to be striking a home run.
I definitely do. He has struck several home runs, and he has been to several World Series. It is the one, the only, the Slugger.
Woo! Bada, 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 bada. Swing! Slugger. You know, I looked and I looked and I looked, and when I found the pony for him, the 14-year-olds did a collective, aww, and I knew I did good. And it's one of those things that maybe at first you don't see it, but when you see those two ponies together, that's when the magic happens. Because at first I was like, eh, but I put them together, I was like, oh, and the 14-year-old girls were like, oh, I was like, and then we had a match. Bonnie Bonnet, twice as fancy Bonnie Bonnets, looks freaking adorable with Slugger, okay? Just, I don't know how to explain it. Apparently, they have been eyeing each other from across the room because they are literally on other sides of the room from each other. And for whatever reason, Bonnie was just like, uh-uh, he's mine. All their colors, like, are all kinds of, like, working together, and she just snuggles up right to him, and they are perfect together. They really, if you have a Bonnie Bonnets and a Slugger, people, put them together. Tell me I'm wrong.
Hmm.
The grass is over.
Well, welcome to the show there, kitten. I was just telling them how we hooked up Slugger and Bonnie.
Really? I'm still thinking about the game.
I did explain to them that for some strange reason you wanted Tex to go out with Spunky, the camel.
What did
they say? It's okay. And no, I did not really go into full description of the other thing because, well... Lauren, yes, I told the 14-year-olds are really pushing the whole Tex Spunky thing. But you see, what you don't understand is on the other side of the phone, Tex has decided that he needed to take care of the surprise twin mommy with the twins that no father has claimed. He needs to be the stand-up dude. There is a mommy pony out there that had the twins, the Bombay Doors, that one. We're going through the ponies. We're matching them up. So who's next? Well, no, wait. You didn't tell me who you thought Slugger should be with.
Well, you know.
Bonnie Bonnets, right? Okay, let's move on. No, kidding. Who'd you think?
No, actually, I actually had two choices. Because, you know, as a baseball player, you know, they often have them trophy wives and them trophy girlfriends. So, you know. He wanted someone that looks and smells really good. So I'm hooking him up with red roses.
I think you have to talk to Pony Genie about that. She might have words. You know, because I think in her world, Pony Genie has might have somebody else in mind for red roses. Considering red roses lives with Trax in her world. Trax is not really a pony, but Trax, I think, is Steamer. Isn't that what they call Steamer over in the UK? Do they call him Trax?
I think so.
Okay, so in our world, my world, Slugger hangs out with Bonnie Bonnets, and in your world, Slugger hangs out with Red Roses, but I can almost guarantee you Red Roses is hanging out with Steamer in Pony Genie's world.
I think she actually has two dates. So I'm also hooking him up with Dainty Dahlia.
Oh, so you're all about the Perfume Puffs for this one, huh?
Oh, yes.
That could work. Because,
you know, he needs to have that girl who's always taking care of herself, going to the beauty salon, getting all poofy, getting all primped up.
Them dang star athletes always being attracted to the models, you know?
Oh, yes.
Well, Bonnie's always looking good. I mean, come on, she's got the most, she's always wearing the fancy hats and got her hair just so, and, you know, she's up there too. So that leaves, well, we probably should just talk about Steamer.
Yeah, Steamer is up next. And I'll actually put in Red Roses for Care's choice.
I highly suspect that's her choice. The 14-year-olds agree that Raindrop should be going out with Steamer.
Raindrop?
Raindrop. Color-wise, they just look really good together, and steam does produce clouds, which produce rain. There you go.
Well, see, I had her going out with someone else, but...
You know, she could date around. It's possible. But, you know, in our home, sorry, she's going with Steamer.
Hey, well, look at...
Hmm?
Well, look at Red Roses. She's going out with two guys.
Well, it's sort of like they just kind of haven't committed fully to each other yet.
Well, you know, that's why we're doing this, you know. Sometimes, you know, on that show they did have two girls going out with one guy.
Mm-hmm. You need to come in here and talk about who you want. You got to come in here and explain why Raindrop has to go out with Steamer. Is Daddy in bed? You have to explain why Steamer is going out with Raindrop. Steamer, choo-choo train.
Pink one?
Pink one. Raindrop. pink one, German Girl, Clouds, Rain. By the Piggy Pony. Lauren did. Oh, and she is not here to explain. I figured it was the whole theme, clouds, and colors. And
okay, well, the matchmaker of that particular match is not here to give us a full explanation, unfortunately.
Which match did you make? I know, but, oh, yeah, I know you made that one. All right, so you got to talk to us about some of these other ones.
Oh, okay. Yes, there's one very important one we do have to discuss. But first we have to finish the main streak of boys here. I think there's one left, right?
No, I didn't give my choice yet.
Oh, I thought you did. I'm so sorry. Who did you want Steamer to hang out with?
Well, actually, he told me he wanted someone who had a lot more book, who had a lot of book smarts. So he went with UK Bright Eyes.
Really?
He looked over at her and he went, hey, you know, I kind of like her.
Doesn't she have orange hair?
Well, see, he also liked that too. Very bright, very vivacious orange hair. He saw that hair and it was kind of like, ooh, yeah. I want some of that.
Really? Never in a million years would I have paired those two up together. I do not see what they have in common whatsoever.
Well, he likes her. Well, that was it. He likes her.
He liked the hair, huh? It was all about the hair for him.
Hair. What else does he need?
Hey, you know, just more proof that we just can't figure out what the heck goes through a guy's head when he's picking out his mate. If it's not obvious, then you just don't have a clue. It's either obvious or it's so obscure you have no idea.
Oh, yes, and this next one really took the cake.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, let's see if we agree on this one, because I don't think we will, but that's okay.
Up next, he was a star athlete in high school. He took his team all the way to the championship in college. He won the Heisman, and he's going to be starting now, whatever teams there are now. Yes. It is quarterback.
Right on. Yay.
Woo-hoo.
And who is quarterback going out with in your world?
I had to narrow him down. I had to sit him down and tell him, no, you cannot have them all.
Yes, because there really truly were lots of options. And I had the same issue, you know, but when you sat him down, it was like, you know, you could, but you're not quite. You could, but no, not just. But no. Like the obvious choice, the really obvious choice, turned out to be, not so much. So I found what I thought was a good match. The girls actually weren't. Did you have a part in hooking up quarterback with the,
Did you? That was all me.
That was all you. Yeah, and you know, and she convinced me. So we might have to have Kitten explain why she chose who she chose for quarterback.
Well, but who did she pick?
Well, Kitten. Or you could just use the one in my hand. Oh, you've got... Okay, go ahead. Yeah, she's going to get the phone. She's going to explain why anything you say is not going to matter because quarterback is going to go out with this chick. And anything I said obviously didn't matter either because I don't even have anything else written down. She just said, nope, this is it. Okay.
Well, trust me, I had to tame him down. I've got
well,
it. He forced me into
Do you remember? Well,
three.
That's the name. And you have to explain, okay, what happened? Come on, get on the phone. Tell us what happened when I said quarterback needs a woman. Find one.
Okay, well, hi, guys.
Hello.
Well, this couple that I'm about to explain was completely made up by me. Little Alley Cat specifically told me to get my butt up here and help her, so I did. And one of the results was quarterback and Silky Slipper, if you know who that is.
That's one of the Sweet Step Ballerina ponies.
The ballerinas.
She's the pink one with the lavender leotard and the blue hair and the bright pink tutu.
I chose her because, well, I kind of put this in a high school situation. You always see the quarterbacks dating the cheerleaders. Since we don't have cheerleading ponies, I figured a dancer would be the next best thing. And so, you know, they kind of just looked good together. They're both athletic. I don't know what color quarterback is, but I think I remember.
He's blue. He's right there.
Oh, and I can't tell.
He's blue. She has blue hair.
Hey,
he's got a pink football.
I was going to explain that.
Well, you just said you couldn't remember what he looked like.
And then I saw
if you remember,
him. You don't
what
need
happened.
To steal.
Well, go get him.
Don't
go
steal
get
my phone. Stop raining on my parade.
Go get
now,
you get him. And you can talk about
no.
it. No, I was going to tell you what color
too
he was.
Too late. You already
you
told.
You matched him up. How could you forget?
I told you. Where is he?
He's blue.
Why do we have two of them?
Because the one that's, like, all messed up was, like, the one we've had forever.
I'm not
forever.
Listening to you anymore, so anyway.
But
there's
a really nice
anyways,
one with a replacement, and I couldn't get rid of the old one.
It's pink, and quarterback has a pink bandana and a pink football, so it's like, oh, hey, that kind of matches. And her hair is blue, and coincidentally, quarterback is entirely blue. So I was like, I think this is fate. They deserve to be together.
Not only that, but look. Look at the lettering. It's like not only does he have a pink helmet, but then he has like dark pink lettering, which go perfect with her dark pink tutu.
And he's a quarterback and she's a dancer. That's just that's the
athletic.
Thing you'd see in real life. You wouldn't see a quarterback with some horse, pony with a seashell on her butt. You're going to see him with a dancing pony in a leotard.
There you have it.
With no symbol at all.
Her symbol is her leotard.
That's not a symbol. That's a clothing article.
But they're the only ones that kind of like, well, not the only ones, but that's like their identification thing.
She can cheer for him at his games.
Let's see. Do they have a symbol? No, they do have a symbol. They have a symbol. See? Look.
Oh.
They have symbols.
So what's her symbol?
Her symbol is... It's a football!
Really?
No.
It's ballerina shoes.
It's ballerina shoes. See, she's very athletic. She's so athletic, she even has ballerina shoes on her butt.
So there you have it. That is how quarterback and Silky Slipper came to be. Their anniversary is in a few days, and their Silky Slipper is highly anticipating this. It's going to be so cute.
It's a done deal is what she's saying. So can you beat the argument? Can you beat the argument?
This is high school logic. This is coming straight from a high schooler. You can't beat this. This is legit.
We are talking football and cheerleading here. I mean, I don't know. I was not going to go up against that. Believe me. I mean, the look that came over her face when I even suggested somebody else, it got scary. You can suggest because you are not here in person. You don't have to worry about getting tackled.
Sorry, bear with me. I'm just dealing with something in the chat room really quick. So bear with me just one quick moment, and I'll give you guys my choices.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to go get the charger because the cell phone is, or not the cell phone, the laptop is needing to be charged.
So, yeah, I'm still here on the other line because Lil Alley Cat hasn't really told me whether I should stay or...
No, you're staying.
I'm staying. I'm staying. Okay.
Yeah, because another one that you came up with is going to be coming up.
Yeah, then I came up with one that I don't think... They look good together, but I don't think they're going to last very long. I forget who it was.
Well, my choices were very wide.
Someone just hang up? Okay.
Who were your choices?
My choices are very wide. Because I just could not.
What, you have like five choices or something?
I've got quite a, I got a few.
Well,
I've got
to narrow it down to
from
three
the,
for the poor man.
Well, that's what I had to do. I told him three. That's it. That's all you're getting out of me. You're already having more dates than the other guys. You know, come on. Seriously. Barnacle
is probably the only other one that would probably give him a run for his money right now.
Exactly.
Then,
well,
of course,
first
we haven't even gotten to the boys where all the women are fighting over.
Oh, yeah. That one's having a harem.
Well, first up.
Which one was that?
Hold on. We'll get there.
Yeah, which one was that?
First up.
That was
is...
Force Speed. So we had to give Force Speed a girlfriend.
Do they know about that? Oh, no, we can't.
No,
be.
We can't really tell them that.
Oh, well, he's confused.
He's confused.
We can't do that. There's just, they're in too short a supply. They got to date women.
Bad enough he had one dating a camel.
Yeah, but that's cute.
Up first, it is. She is the prom, one of the prom queens. It is Daisy Dancer.
The yellow one?
No, the
pink?
Blue one.
She's
Daisy blue.
Dancer's pink or blue?
Yeah, she's blue on top of blue.
Prom queen? All right,
yes.
This I got to look up.
With a pink symbol, too.
She's not blue. That's purple. That's purple hair, hun.
Oh, purple hair. Sorry.
She's blue with purple hair. Actually, come to think of it, she probably would have gone good at Steamer. No, no, not the right color
you
blue.
You said that we couldn't use them, though.
No, see, that's,
they look
that's,
too young.
That's true. I did like, say they were off limits because they're teenagers. They definitely look too teenager-y. We're talking prom queen here. It means they're still underage.
That's crossing the line.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, when did that line come into play?
Well, if you think about it, logically, it's not right.
She was prom queen when she was in high school.
She still looks like she's in high school. She hasn't even developed a butt yet.
She hasn't developed a body yet. She's like a kid. That's just
okay,
not right.
Think of the tall, very thin models. How tiny they look.
Okay. They're sisters, they're sweethearts, they're too young, and in our house, they need to grow up just a little bit more.
And they're called prom queen. That's a teenage thing.
Yeah, they don't go around when they're 25 years old still claiming prom queen status.
If they did, there's something wrong with them.
Okay, how many TV shows have you watched where they've had the high school reunion and the prom queen is still hopping up on her when she won prom queen?
Okay, that's fine. But again, we are not going to do it because we don't have absolute confirmation. If I recall correctly, it was current time prom queen stuff. But hey, you know, if you don't want to take this opportunity to narrow the field a little bit more for our Playboy, that's just fine. The Playboy, he apparently got a harem going on over at Amy's house.
No, it's not. No, which one was that? Which of ours had the harem going on?
We had a couple having a harem.
Yeah.
We had Barnacle had a heck of a harem. He had like five girlfriends. And then the other one we haven't talked about yet, Salty had like three girlfriends or two girlfriends. And you couldn't make up your mind about Chief. At least we narrowed him down to princesses.
You know, this is kind of like the Degrassi I was just watching. I can relate. Everything.
Okay, can I go on with my list?
Go ahead.
Up next is Daisy Sweet.
More teenagers? No, Daisy Sweet is a perfume puff. Never mind. White
Thank
hair
you.
Or yellow haired?
Yellow hair. She's blonde.
She's kind of a greenish color and blonde and. You just want all the perfumey. You want all these perfumey puff. What, you think all the guys are just all into like the hair and the high maintenance chicks? Is that what you're telling me? Is this what you're going with?
They're the ones that get around.
Well, that's what he said. That's what he wanted.
Was that? Well, I hope you were on mute. Was she on mute?
Was I mute when I said that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Good. So you heard that?
Heard what?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing happened.
Never mind.
And last but not least, he liked this one. It is Rainbow Curl, Rain Curl.
The white one?
No,
yes.
That's this one.
No, Rain Curl's the white one, sweetie.
Oh, what? I see her.
But listen, I mean, they kind of look
nice.
The
blue matches.
The blue matches. The pink matches. They kind of, I guess, she's just a very pretty pony.
Exactly.
She's a pretty pony, and she just needed a boyfriend. But, yeah.
She was desperate.
Yeah, Kitten gives them 2 days. They're not going to last.
I never raced them. I actually won $2 the other day because I said someone was going to break up with each other Friday. I was $2 richer.
Kitten's got this really strange habit of being able to win bets. Nobody bets with Kitten anymore because she's getting rich off of other people's inability to win bets.
I've never lost a bet.
Okay.
I'm trying not to encourage this behavior. It's like borderline gambling here.
I'm not gambling.
Are we
no, she's not gambling because she knows.
Because I know. It's a feeling I have.
Are we ready to move on?
Don't take her to the racetracks.
Mm. Are we ready to move on to the UK boys?
No, we are not, because there is one more US boy that is in contention.
Tux.
We have to talk about Tux.
I came up with this one. Two. This was all me.
You gotta
already
do it.
Got married.
I said Tux is married. He's got three guys.
Well, I filed the divorce papers for them. They are officially over. They are no longer. I did not.
Okay,
like
we
Tux
got it. Half an hour, and we still have to do the European guys.
All right. Well, you know what? They're European. They're dating everybody. We can go through them really quickly. But
long story short, Tux's wife sat in the laces or whatever. I didn't like her. She was weird looking. They don't look good together at all. So, Tux now has a beautiful bride, and her name is Bridal Beauty. She is the white one with the, you know, the whole bride getup going on.
The big bouquet and the heart symbol. And
if you just put them together, they look perfect for each other because Tux, you know, he's all like tuxedo, and then he has this beautiful little white shining.
What she wants you to get out of this is that satin and lace has got to just move on. She had her 20 years, and Tux is now trading her in for a newer, fresher, cleaner model.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Moving
on to the
Europeans.
I hate
to break you, but, you know, my 14-year-old is a home wrecker.
Sorry, I had to stop that right in its tracks. We are not remating.
They did not technically get married. They were on their way to getting married.
It just took them 20 years.
She's wearing an engagement ring, not a wedding ring. And if you notice, Bridal Beauty's wearing an engagement ring as well. How do we know that he didn't have three women on the side? Huh?
We don't.
Exactly. Where are these other brides coming from? No other grooms surfaced, have they? Uh-huh. Think
we're
about
getting
that
behind.
For a minute.
Would you like
ice? So, all right. Well, I suppose we'll just have to let that out there. It's out in the cyber world. Give people a little something to think about.
The chat room can talk it over, perhaps, perchance. Maybe.
And we can move on to the UKs.
Wait, who are the UKs?
Thank you.
Fireball and
oh,
all
I
them.
Like them. Where's my phone? Here it is.
Up first, let's wheel him back in after I attempted to do so before but was thwarted.
After he was kicked out.
Let's
see,
whirl
us,
him
much
back
easier.
In.
We pretty
it's
much only
tornado.
Have, like, one choice for ours. Well, go ahead. You got,
well, you
bring
first.
Him on in. Who?
I just did. You first.
Tornado, right?
Correct.
Well, in our house, we were torn. I mean, there were lots of the old, you know, well, let's go with the this pony or that pony. But in the end, it was Nightglider. We felt Nightglider and Tornado really, really made a nice couple. Because my Tornado has beautifully bleached white hair. I have two. I have one with pink hair and I have one with white hair. And I don't like the one with pink hair. The one with white hair is gorgeous, and he looks wonderful with Night Glider.
I second that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we pretty much were happy with that, and we stopped.
I see. I went with Wendy.
We considered that, did we not? We did consider the wind symbols, remember? And we decided that we weren't digging the lavender color body with Tornado.
No, he's liking the difference, but, you know, we never know.
Hey.
So, up next. Let's see, who do we want, who do we want, who do we want, who do we want? He's coming off the mountain, he's coming off cold. But he'll sure as heck warm a filly's heart. It's Ice Crystal.
Yay! We don't actually own Ice Crystal, sweetie. He's like a mint green. He's a very odd color, and there's like no other pony that's in that color.
I have a question about this whole relationship thing that we got going on. Are we actually going to do anything with the couples? Or is this just going to be like first time we hear of it, and then that's it? We don't ever...
No, by the end of the show, we do intend on having them picked out, but we do need to finish going through them.
Right. Yeah, I don't think we're going to get to the South American boys, unfortunately. They're all very colorful, and they're all questionable. I think they're all dating each other, and we can just leave it at that.
Did you just say they're all
gay? No, I did not explicitly say that.
She just implied something.
No, I did not. Well, maybe I did, but we'll just leave it at that. They're Euro.
There's your adult humor
they're,
for the
they're
day.
They're Euro. What do they call that?
Yugoslavia?
No. No.
European?
Yeah, but there's like the Euro trendy thing that makes... Okay, you just need to be on mute. Before you get us in trouble. No, that's fine.
All right.
Anyway,
I say
they're
take
European.
The phone away
we don't
from
really
her.
Need an explanation for that. They're not European. They're South American. They don't need an explanation either because they just may as well be European. So anyway, Icy. We're talking about Icy, aren't we?
Yes.
Boy, now that guy, that was rough. That was hard. I mean, you could go with a multitude of ponies. And there was a G3 pony that would love to be with Icy, but again, a little too young. So who did you come up with?
Well, he told me he wanted someone who was especially sweet.
Okay.
So.
Peppermint Crunch? No.
Oh my god! How did you guess?
I don't know. Pony intuition?
Yeah, see, I'm going with Peppermint Crunch because he did say he did want a sweet little filly.
A sweet little filly. She smells awful good.
Yes.
Yeah, she could work. And now, I say I don't actually own an Ice Crystal. Unfortunately, I can't really sit her next to him to see how well that works out for me. But, you know, I also considered, you know, if G3s were allowed, you know, Winter Snow would have been just perfect for him. But obviously too young. And then, of course, I thought of, like, maybe Snowflake. Because Snowflake is, well, she's got snowflakes, but she's bright, bright pink. She's hot pink. She might be too hot for Icy to handle. Kind of a mellow guy. I don't know. And then I was looking at the UK daffodil. She's got a lovely green shade to her, and she might be nice, you know, after the thaw of the frost, you know, and you get your spring flowers popping up. So she might be a nice pairing for him as well. But he was tough. He was a tough one.
Who was your final choice?
I didn't have a final choice. I was on the fence.
So that's it. Ice Crystal and Peppermint Crunch.
Sure, what the heck. You know,
he
might have that real elite status where everybody's in love with him and thinks he's fantastic. But you know what? He is a real down-to-earth pony. And he doesn't need some high-maintenance, high-styling, high-profile gal. For him, just a sweet little filly was just fine.
Yes, so Peppermint Crunch and Ice Crystal.
There you go.
We have our second full match.
I wonder if... Now, see, I don't own an Ice Crystal to compare the greens, but Sunbeam might have been a nice second choice if you know, Peppermint Crunch and him don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, several options there. Who's next?
Up next, he's coming in with a lot of light behind him.
Ooh,
it's
okay.
Lightning.
Wait, this one? Lightning, honey. I know you picked this one out. This was like immediate. You were excited. You saw it and you said, this is the one. Lightning. The orange dude with lightning and yellow hair.
Oh.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
All right.
I'm psyched about telling this one. Okay. So, we have Lightning. He has radiant yellow hair with a shining white streak through the middle and a brilliant orange body. So, for him, as soon as I saw him, I immediately knew who could be absolutely perfect with him. I just had to find her. It took like 2 seconds, though, so it wasn't that long. Her name,
what I need to do is figure out which one it was.
The one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. There's two of them, and I'm pretty sure.
This one.
Right, I know, but there was two of them in the set, and here we go. All right, I got it.
It is the one written down?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, Lightning Soulmate is highlights because she is white with orange, like bright orange, like matches lightning orange, and pink stripes, like, I don't know, kind of zebra-ish. She's, like, kind of modern or pop-looking. I don't know what you'd call her.
Sort of like finger paint kind
of
streaks
paint,
going down her side.
And she has, like, crimped hair. That's
orange and yellow.
And white, just like Lightning's. And, I don't know.
And they're both
Lightning
from the UK.
Yeah, that is true. And, I don't know, Lightning kind of came across as a hippie to me, and she really comes across as a hippie to me. So they're perfect. They can go spread world peace and love and joy and flowers together.
Hippie, huh? I would have never thought hippie, but hey.
Hippie, look. Hippie, the hair.
The hair is not hippie. The hair is 80s, honey.
That's
all 80s.
Okay, well, they can go to discos together or something.
No, that would be 70s.
They can go to raves together.
Raves. Okay, they can go to raves. And you know, I have to agree. I mean, they've been childhood sweethearts. I mean, went to the same school together. She hasn't cut her hair since the first time she kissed him because that's how much he means to her.
Because he was braiding it. I don't know.
Yeah, he braids her hair, and that's why it's crimped. And
he's never brushed. Oh, that's just weird.
No, she's brushed it. She's brushed it and bathed it. She just hasn't cut it since the moment she set eyes on Lightning, and he braids her hair for her every night before bed.
Even though he doesn't have fingers, it's still physically possible for him to somehow braid hair with hooves.
He's able to. He has ways.
Well, I went with German Flutterby.
German Flutterby could be cute. Not highlights, but cute.
So, moving up, we're moving from the lightning straight to what my dog hates.
To what your dog hates.
Right on into Thundercloud.
For me, it was, again, like, for us, we some of these were very easy. We had one pony, and we said, okay, we're done. And you know what? There's a chance that we picked the same pony.
Which one is it?
It's Sherbert.
Nope.
Or I could also go with the mail order Scoops, because they're, like, exactly the same. But I preferred Sherbert because mail order Scoops is a snob.
I went with German Raindrop.
Oh, is that the one that you're, yeah, well, you know, thunderclouds and raindrops, I got to hand it to you, that does go really well together.
And she is that different shade of purple.
Yeah, I gotta say that's true. That could work out, because what that could do is we could, like, say, okay, Raindrop had a fling with Steamer, went over and found her soulmate in Thundercloud, which meant that Steamer could 100% be with Red Roses without any guilt on his conscience.
There you go.
That works for me. Sherbert, you know, could be his twin sister or something. Like, when they found out, they're like, ew, we kissed, no!
And up next, it is Sunburst.
Oh, come on. This is a no-brainer. Come on. You know we all picked the same one for Sunburst.
Who did we pick?
I know you did not do that. She better have grooves in her mouth. Okay. If she does, you're in trouble. Okay.
Who did you pick?
The obvious. The
Who?
Obvious. Come on, the obvious.
Tell me.
Do I have to tell you?
Yes.
Diamond Dreams.
That is so obvious.
That is obvious. Is it not obvious?
I have no idea who that is.
Man, you were so much cooler when you were
seven. I went with German Starshine.
Really?
Really?
Huh. Well, you know, they both have sun-related symbols, and they're both from other countries. So you could say he was vacationing in Germany and just couldn't help himself when he met her.
Exactly.
Well, you know, this is another case where I guess he's just going to have, you know, he's going to have to decide one day. You know, he's got something going on in America. He's got something going on in Germany, and we don't even want to know what he's doing in England. So, yeah,
well,
you know, he does have them red eyes. The devil in him is coming out, showing his devilish side.
Oh, yes. But
is he the only pony with red eyes, come to think of it? Did we ever establish if another pony actually has red eyes? Good, slightly creepy. Okay, he's on our want list, but he's not real high on the want list, because every time I think about getting him, I'm going, ew, red eyes.
Yeah, he is the only one with red eyes.
Not that I can think of. Now, you know, if anybody else out there can think of a pony that has red eyes, or, you know, please let us know. Otherwise, we're just going to be eternally creeped out by Sunburst red eyes. Well, is
up
that
next.
Everybody?
Last but not least.
Nope, that's right. There's one more.
He's flying through the sky.
He is?
And
he doesn't
not
have
a
wings.
Bird. And it's not a bird. And it's not a plane. He's a fireball.
Wow. Fireball. Kind of makes you wonder, really, how they came up with fireball. You got lightning and thunder and tornadoes, and you've got
meteor,
ice storms, and
a meteor,
but that's not really weather related.
Yeah, it is if there's a meteor shower going on.
Still not weather related.
Okay, the sun.
All right, fine. Okay. Well, I just thought. As straightforward as the other weather ones are, this one's a little unusual. And due to him being unusual, you want to tell him who you matched him up with?
What?
You gonna tell him who you matched Fireball up with?
Her?
Yeah, that was the one, I believe.
Dark red one?
I think it was the dark red one.
Okay. I'm back again.
Yep.
Fireball. Okay, he's the pink one with purple hair?
Yep.
Alright, well, Fireball just sounds like a hardcore name for a opponent. I don't know. He's, you know, kind of big, masculine. So
bright.
And bright. I thought...
And fiery.
If he was hooked up with a fiery pony, like Rocket Beast, he's a rock.
Hey, can you even heal her?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure, because we're in the same room. I can't tell if she's coming through, like, on the phone. Like, does she have her phone on mute, or...
I can hear her. I'm just waiting for her to finally say what it is.
All right, just say it. It's one of the Rockin' Beats. I got to find the name.
Oh.
Yeah, we need the name.
I thought that was her name. I thought it was Rockin'.
Sorry,
no.
I get all the Rockin' Beat names confused. There's so many. Pretty Beat.
Okay. I thought it was Rockin' Beat. That's what it said on the paper.
Rockin' Beat is the name of the set of the four ponies. But Pretty Beat, she's the magenta one with the dark blue hair. Bluish purple with the orange streak. I thought there was actually a version of her with purple hair, but that's the one that she wanted for Fireball. Because she was so lively, and Fireball's so lively. And that was about the liveliest pony that she could find in the herd. So, how about you?
I'm trying to remember who I hooked him up with.
You forgot? I had to write this stuff down because I couldn't remember either.
Gosh darn it, don't you just hate it when this happens?
I do, especially when there's only 8 minutes left in the show. Telling us to hurry up and you forgot who you even hooked them up with.
Actually... I set him up with a champion.
A champion?
A champion. She has won 3 ribbons.
Oh.
She was my first. your overseas pony.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all remember the day I opened up that package.
I believe so.
The only Rosette.
Yes, yes, I can see that. I can see that. You know, Rosette actually would also look good with the Sunshine. The what's his face? Not Lightning. Sunburst.
So we have to go up, and we have to. Finally, see who these guys hooked up with. We got Salty with So Soft Angel, Dutch Shell, and Mainsail. Looks like the chat room said they were going with Mainsail, but what do you think?
Mainsail, of course, because it was on my list. I'll agree with that, sure.
Well, see, I was thinking more So Soft Angel.
Well, I know, but I think, you know, hey, if the chat room has an input, I think that can be like the deal breaker, you know, or the tiebreaker. You know, we got to give our people the some say here, unless it's something you feel really wholeheartedly, absolutely won't back down on. We'll give each other like one veto or something.
Oh, darn it, and I lost the rest of the list.
Okay. I did not lose the rest of the list.
Up next, we have Chief with his Princess Sunbeam, Tiffany,
Princess Primrose, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, I didn't mean my list. I meant the list off the chat room.
Oh.
So, who do we really think he went with?
Princess Tiffany?
Okay, Princess Tiffany.
I don't know. I was asking you. Did you get it off the chat room?
I think it was Princess Tiffany. That's who they picked.
Okay, what about Salty?
That was Mainsail.
No, wrong ocean. Sorry. Barnacle.
Up next is Barnacle with Mimic, Gypsy, and German Sky Dancer, and they went with Gypsy.
Oh, okay. I should probably be marking these off. Okay, who was next?
Up next was Forest Speed, and everyone was, like, really up on this one. They wanted So Soft Buttons.
Woohoo! Sweet. Hey. He's not gay anymore. Okay.
Now, this one, nobody could quite get the correct point on this one. Tex has the surprise newborn mommy.
Right.
Funky Camel and Shoreline. Now, I strongly think he's very much a family man. And he took them youngins up underneath his hoof.
Okay. What did the chat room say?
They went with ponies that weren't even on the list.
Well, what'd they say?
I cannot remember.
Well, then you know what? We're just going to have to say that Tex is a community-minded man who like, just like a good cowboy, looks after all the cattle and makes sure everybody makes it to... His women are his cattle. He makes sure that all his women are taken care of.
So he has more than one?
Apparently he does. Tex is Mormon.
What? I think Tex, he was a stand-up guy, and he married the woman.
Okay. All right. You know, hey, if that's where you want to go.
So Tex is not a Southern Mormon?
No.
No? Okay.
No Mormons, unfortunately.
And up next, Wigwam, of course, went with Applejack.
Right? Yep. That was a no-brainer.
Slugger, we've got Bonnie Bonnet, Red Roses, and Dainty Dahlia.
Bonnie. Who was it?
I don't think anyone in the chat room ever gave me an answer on that one.
Oh, it's got to be Bonnie. Please, I will use veto power. It's got to be Bonnie.
Be rude.
You're terrible.
Well, how about
this?
I'll
give
post
you a perky puff someplace else, but I need Bonnie on Slugger. I mean, all right, that sounds
wrong.
Well,
that sounds wrong. Just stop talking. I'll take it from here.
Wow.
Okay.
This has been a very inappropriate show so far.
Shh. No, it hasn't. It's only inappropriate if you put your mind in the gutter.
It's common sense.
Okay, what was next?
Said.
Well, I'm waiting for the chat room to come up with theirs.
Hey, they might comment on Slugger being with Bonnie or Dainty Dahlia. We already said Red Roses has to go with Steamer.
Yeah, that is true. She does have to go with Tracks.
Right. But we got to come on. Pony Genie here.
Pony Genie is here.
Red Roses is going with
So for those of you that might get cut off in 2 minutes, we're going to try and get through the rest of them here. So we'll wait.
Yep.
Let's get through the next and see if what happens on the chat room when they bring them up. So who was next?
Next up is...
Quarterback?
Quarterback with Silky Slipper, Daisy Dancer, Daisy Sweet, and Rainbow Curl, Rain Curl.
And did the chat room have an input?
No, because they haven't come back with anything yet.
All right, well, for me, we're voting for the ballerina. Who's next?
Well, we got to pick one.
Well, we will let them, we're putting it out there again. They've heard us say it, and then because we're a minute behind, they'll type
actually,
something.
Actually, they want,
ballerina.
No, actually, I put the list up. I'm waiting for them to come back with the list. Actually, okay, Silky Slipper won Slugger.
You mean Bonnie Bonnet's won Slugger.
Okay, Quarterback won Silky Slipper. Bonnie Yay! Bonnet, one Slugger.
Okay.
Next, Tornado gets Night Glider.
Cool. Come on,
and of course,
we're down to the wire here. We might have gotten cut off. I don't know, but let's finish her up.
Ice Crystal got Peppermint Crunch. Lightning. Who do we want
highlights for Lightning. You win? The great hair highlights.
She should
have
won.
She didn't say a pushy one.
Okay.
Yet.
Highlights gets Lightning. But
is this what, are you getting this from the chat
Raindrop.
Room?
No, actually, I'm getting it from you because no one voted on that one. Raindrop gets Thundercloud.
Yeah, I got to give you that one, definitely. And Fireball?
Diamond Dreams gets Sunburst.
Okay.
Purple.
And then there was Fireball, right?
Fireball with Pretty Beat and Rosette.
Are we waiting for them? Are they still able to talk? Are they going to give input?
They voted for Pretty Beat, but I'm still with Rosette.
Well, that's okay because you know we can all have. I'm sure that. You know, the people that are not on the boards that are listening or, you know, will have other opinions as well. We're just given what the, okay, these were our choices. This is what the chat room, what their input was, and this is kind of like where we're at right now. You know, we may get tons of hate mail saying we need to change a matchup, but that's, there you have it. That's what we came up with, and with the feedback that we got, those were the... were the answers we have. So congratulations to those new couples. May you make beautiful babies in the form of Hub Pony G4s. so that we can
and,
have more cool ponies.
And I am actually going to take and post what the original choices were for what we chose for who would go with whom. And then I'm going to post up what ended up being.
Okay.
So.
That's a lot of posting.
No, not really.
It would be nice. It would be really nice is if you could post through all the pictures, pairing them up so that people, because not everybody's going to know by a name, you know, who they're talking about. So
oh, dear Lord, thing ain't no way, no how.
Pony Genie would be fantastic at stuff like that. There are some people that are just amazing at putting together posts like that, but I mean, like, you could put like a post of like maybe just the winning pony. The one that, okay, this is the one that was the final, these were the other, or these are like the brides and maids in waiting. What do they call those? Ladies in waiting? Maids of honor. Maids of honor. These are the maids of honor, you know, these are the runners up.
Rosette really should be the winner of Fireball.
I don't know. Fireball's got two ladies there that are, you know.
You should take both.
She's very reluctant to let them have more than one. Have you noticed?
Mm-hmm.
But this whole problem could have been solved in 5 minutes in the show. They're Mormon. Everybody's happy.
Now, we have to always remember that Mormons are not always polygamists.
Yeah, but the original Mormons are, and the ones that we hear about on the news are. Those nice, normal, regular old Mormons, they're boring. We never hear about them. We don't care about them. We care about the polygamists.
Isn't polygamy illegal?
Yes, it is illegal.
Oh.
So they're not officially married, but under God and religiously speaking.
This is playing a game of house.
With lots of women and lots of babies.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Now, there are some areas where they can get in trouble because then you get into common law wife issues. So I think they have to choose states where there is no common law.
We talking about marriage and polygamy and Mormonism on a pony show.
Oh, why not? Come on. We got like what? We got like 20 dudes and 1,500 women. Do you think polygamy is not going to come up? I'm telling you, when we leave the bedroom, they're all going to be talking polygamy.
Okay, that may be true, but we are not part of that, and that is their business and not ours. We do not run their relationships. We just try and make it happen. Doesn't mean it's going to stay like that.
Oh, it will stay like that. If I have to tie them together, it'll stay like that.
I know. I myself am probably coming in here around 3 o'clock, making sure everyone is with the pony they should be with. If they are not, I will be thoroughly PO'd and will have to have a lecture with each and every one of them.
Oh, my.
Okay. You heard it. Okay.
Not really. I'll probably be head out of sleep by that time.
Yeah, right. Like, I don't know that you've been staying up all hours of the night. Yeah, please.
I go to bed around, like, 12.
Bullshit.
I mean,
hey, it's
thank God we're in overtime.
And it's just pony talk at night. Yeah. We're a bit crazy after
11.
Sorry,
hey,
after
you know
our bedtime.
This last
Battleships.
We're sorry. This is the Lally Cat going through gummy withdrawal. She has
We never did
her
gummy snacks.
So if you have been scarred through this, please accept my apology for my mother.
Well, Kitten, let me put it to you this way. For the last week, I think the earliest I've gone to bed... God, I don't even know what the earliest has been.
Well, now that you don't have a job anymore, you're, like, becoming this crazy night owl, sending out emails at, like, 11:45 at night.
No, you know what it is? I am normally a night owl. I am not a morning person. I'm not a daytime person.
I totally agree with that.
I'm a night person.
So now that you're not working, you can revert back to your night owl ways.
I like being
right.
A night owl. So I can relate with her. I say the craziest things in the morning.
By the way, I do have good news.
Uh-oh.
Last week, Tuesday, I had a job interview. They had told me then that, you know, we still have people to interview. Now, it wasn't this week. It was last week. Just before that big, huge snowstorm in Chicago.
Okay.
And they said we still had interviews that day, and then they had interviews this Tuesday. Now, this weekend, I've been off the map due to a horrendous problem with my phone line and trying to get that back up and running. It took 2 days, 16 hours, and 50 minutes, and I did not have internet access.
Oh, that's painful.
That was painful.
No internet?
For 2 days, 16 hours.
I would be crying in a corner.
I was crying.
I would turn out the lights and just not leave my corner until the internet is back up.
That's not entirely true.
No, it's entirely true.
You have other things you do outside of the internet. You draw.
Not the power. Not the power. I would.
If there was no power,
I would go.
If there was no power, we'd have a problem. Internet, you could live without. It would be hard.
Internet, I can do. I can live without that.
Hey,
at least for 2 days. Welcome to Ponies After Dark.
Hey,
got a bit crazy.
Glad to be here.
Were you able to listen to any of that?
Yeah, I've been in queue for half an hour listening.
Oh, my God.
Way to go.
You should have
told you.
Pony host fail.
Fail.
Well, she didn't take a text message. Because I was trying
to text you. You always know when I'm here. I never text you. I don't know what made me decide to text you tonight. I guess I just got sulky and I was like, I was going to have you right back and I was going to say,
oh, that's horrible. And you probably rushed home to try and be on the show just for a little bit
at the
end.
No, I'm still at work.
Yes, she is still at work.
Oh, God. It was horrible if you tried to rush home.
But I got to hear who got paired up with who and all those happy couples. It sounded real nice.
Yeah,
did you hear?
We never got to hear any of your input on any of the couples. And so I kind of felt like, okay, well, she's not here, so.
Oh, I had plenty of input, but don't worry. There'll be other shows.
And how did you like Tex being, you know, the
She's
step
really
up
pushing
guy.
For the Family Guy thing.
Family Guy.
Family Guy thing?
Like the TV show?
No,
not that
what?
Family Guy. Because that's an inappropriate Family Guy, and Tex should not be going down that road.
No, Tex being the upstanding man.
Oh,
taking
oh,
on Mama.
Yeah. He did the right thing.
Yep, thank you.
That was really cute. And what else? I don't know. It was a lot. It was cute. It was really cute. But did you do all the boys?
Yep.
No, we never got to like the South American boys and stuff.
We did the
UK
boys.
We did the Mountain Boys and we did the Big Brothers.
Ah, Mountain Boys, Big Brothers. Hey, who got Steamer?
Red Roses.
Thank you. He's
we,
my man.
It occurred to us. We were doing Slugger, and I said I wanted Bonnie Bonnets, and she said, oh, no, it was Red Roses. I think that was the one. And I said, wait,
Red
no,
Roses
we can't do Red Roses there.
Dainty
like,
Dahlia.
Dainty Dahlia. Well, Red Roses was mentioned for one of the other ponies. I'm like, wait, no, we can't do that. We have to have it go with Steamer because it tracks.
Aww.
Pony Genie, come on. So we
honey.
Did.
Slugger is my dad.
Well, Slugger is going out with Bonnie Bonnets now.
Oh, so Bonnie Bonnets is my stepmom. Okay,
yeah.
That works.
And it does, because look at it. She's got flowers.
And Tex,
there you go.
Tex is a very good friend of Red Roses in my pony world. They're both yellow.
Oh, okay.
You know, they have that yellow pony camaraderie.
Right.
You know, out of all the colors of ponies, yellows are like in a class by themselves, right? We all know this. It's an accepted
yeah,
fact.
Yeah. Yellows are their own thing. Well, we had a couple yellow ponies win. We had Diamond Dreams is going out with Sunburst.
I was going to say, you have to put her with Sunburst.
That's the no-brainer. That's like one of the most obvious matches made in pony heaven here. and we had Lightning going out with Highlights. Now, she's not a yellow pony, but she does have yellow in her.
Ooh, interesting. Okay, who was the real weird match of the night? Who was the one that made you scratch your head and go, huh?
Was that the interracial
well,
one?
What is they
oh,
have
yeah,
in
no,
common?
That's
or
not
is the one
that
made you say,
won.
Oh, that'll last.
Okay, who was it? Well, Barnacle got Gypsy.
The game?
We thought that was awesome. Stop talking
Barnacle
about the game
got who?
One. But that
Barnacle
one
got
made
who?
You scratch your head.
Barnacle? Who did Barnacle get?
Gypsy.
Gypsy.
Hey, I came up with that. Didn't I?
No, I came up with that.
Oh,
I You
helped.
Came up with German Sky Dancer.
Yeah, there we go.
Did anybody get, like, their names combined? Like, Bennifer?
Oh,
Brandelina?
We didn't even get that far. We got Bipsy then.
Bipsy.
Barpsy.
Ew,
oh,
that's
God.
I like Bipsy.
Bipsy.
Like, they're never separated. You always see them together, so you have to give them, like, a unit name.
Right? Okay, and Salty got Mainsail. Let's see, Chief just has a harem. All the princesses
okay.
were getting hooked up with Chief. And I think
Get
Princess Sydney is the one that won.
Here's the list. Salty got Mainsail. Chief got Princess Tiffany. Barnacle got Gypsy. Four-Speed got So Soft Buttons. Tex is with Surprise Newborn Mommy. Wigwam has Applejack, which was hands down. We all voted that one in. Without a problem. Slugger got Bonnie Bonnets. Steamer got Red Roses. Quarterback got Silky Slipper.
Because she's
Tornado
like a cheerleader and athletic.
Tornado
oh, yeah,
got
right.
Night Glider. Ice Crystal got Peppermint Crunch hands down because he wanted a sweet girl.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the interesting match of the night. It's not quite what you would expect, but okay.
No, I can see how that would work.
Yeah, you can see it.
Crunch.
You can see it.
Minty,
ice cream.
Crunchy.
It's sweet. Yeah, it works.
I would have gone with powder or snowflake myself, but, you
know,
well,
I said snowflake,
like
but, you know, with that bright, bright pink and icy being so mellow, we weren't quite sure about that. So, powder would have been a good choice, too, but I was thinking Snowflake, but then when she did the whole Peppermint Crunch thing, we're like, okay, yeah, I'll give it to you.
I wish Icy and Tuck really well. I think we may have a love match here.
We could. You never know.
Lightning got highlights. Thundercloud got raindrop. German raindrop. Sunburst got diamond dreams. And Fireball got pretty beat, despite the fact that I was voting for Rosette.
Oh, yeah. Tornado got night glider, and Tux left his wife for bridal beauty.
What?
We actually went with that?
Wow.
Yeah, we did in our world. Well, I approve of that. I was the one who came up with it. I really don't like that.
Look, after 20-something years, you know what? How do we know that they definitely got married? Because there were two other brides with, you know, engagement rings. They all had engagement rings. None of them had a wedding ring.
And
so,
there's no baby to prove anything.
Maybe
we don't
Satin
know that it was consummated.
Had something to do with it. Maybe Satin left Tux for a South American boy.
Got there
tired
you go.
Of the womanizing. Found out that he was messing around with her two triplet sisters. You know what I mean?
Can you really expect the pirate and the sailor to have only one girl?
Yeah, well,
we did not want to
enforce polygamy and become very much, you know, hated.
Oh, that's
so,
I miss a good show. Holy crow.
We decided,
so
we thought that Salty
on.
Needed to have
pony polygamy, pony parents.
This seems to be a reoccurring theme. Polygamy. Well, 1,500 women, of course, is going to be reoccurring.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what happens
like
when
total...
there's only like a dozen boys to like every 100 girls, 300
well,
girls. Forget about
I
it.
I looked at it this way. We did initially. I said, hey, Salty's got a girl in every port. He's got Dutch Shell over there in the Netherlands, and he's got...
Oh, guys, I got to go. I got to get back to work. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm
That's
sorry,
okay.
I'm glad
to
have
fallen
in a little.
Day.
Bye, Karen.
Oh, my
Pony
God.
Hugs to everybody, and I hope you love your Valentine's present.
I did
I sent
love
all the
them.
Info in the email. Before you hang it up tonight, maybe you want to read it. I announced
okay.
the contest winner
What's
via
she talking
email.
About?
Check
all right,
to my
yeah, let me
Pony
go to the email.
I sent it to your personal accounts as well. All right, bye-bye, honeys.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
Let's go see what she sent us.
Oh. Oops.
What'd you do?
We really shouldn't have announced this on the show.
What'd we do?
Yum Yum won.
Oh. What do you mean? We should have announced it?
Yeah. Oops.
Oops. Yeah, okay, so for people that are still listening, Yum Yum, we never went down and talked about all the things. We have to do all the stuff.
Actually, I'm going to email him right now, so... I think we've got his email from when he tried
to... We had a few entries, and I guess out of... I didn't know if she was doing three or if she was three...
First three.
Yeah, I had talked to her about that. I don't know if she had gotten the other entries in time. So for those listening, it looks like Yum Yum won. We had a few other entries that I need to confer with her about. And we can get back on that at a later time. So we can actually go down the whole list of, we'll actually like read the whole thing next week. The whole, you know,
yeah.
B is for blah, 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 and go through the whole entry. So Yum
Patrick,
Yum, if you're still listening, you did win. And we may or may not have run
up.
Alicia?
Yeah.
But it's a guy.
No, it's... According to the thing, it's... Yum Yum and someone named Alicia.
Oh. Okay, Alicia, yes. That was the other full entry, I believe. Okay.
So we got to do this. Okay. I'll do this tomorrow. And do you know what package she's talking about?
You didn't get it yet?
I didn't get anything from her. Speaking of packages, guess what I finally packed up today?
Your Christmas decorations?
No. What's going to be going out in the mail? No, what's going to be going out in the mail next week?
No idea.
My pony, my Christmas boxes.
Oh, you mean our swap?
Yeah.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Awesome. So I've got a Christmas present coming and Valentine's Day. Sweet.
Sorry. I apologize. The stress of work just had me going completely insane.
That's okay. Like I said, you know, it was a forgotten thing. Not a big deal. We had fun getting presents and for everybody. And I
and
really was feeling bad because I couldn't figure out if I was getting you something you already had. And I was like, man, it would figure if I did. But
I don't think you will have what I'm sending. And I'm hoping that the contents of my boxes will make up for how long it took for me to get these boxes together.
Well, I'm sure as long as you put some thought into it, that's always what counts the most. You know, did you do it with love and feeling, and that's really all that matters.
Yes, I did, and I finally finished the one part of it yesterday, and it was like, oh my god, I still got to wrap everything up today, get it all ready to ship it out on Monday. So I spent all day today wrapping. I used up almost all of my wrapping paper. For Christmas. So you guys are getting the last of my Christmas paper.
Oh, well, that's good. Because I got tons of Christmas paper still.
Well, see, no, I bought specifically, like, cartoony, like, Christmas wrapping paper for my Christmas swaps one year, and I've just been, like, using it. Well, this year, like, two tubes finally got used up. So, I'm down to my last one. So...
I unfortunately have way too much Christmas wrapping paper. I'm not going to need any Christmas wrapping paper probably for a couple of years.
So,
next year, no.
Anyway, as I was saying before I realized Kara was on, I feel so bad for leaving her on hold.
I know. I feel awful. That's terrible. I wish I had known. But you were so riveted. You were so riveted watching the chat room for the replies.
Yeah, definitely, and trying to, like, make sure who's getting mashed up with who, so. But anyway, Monday, I get a phone call from the office wanting to meet with me for interview number 2.
Oh, that's
they nice. They didn't even do their interviews, their first interviews that they had set up for this week yet. So
that's
I moved
awesome.
On to round 2. So I did that on Wednesday, and I think I'm good to go for round 3. I'm just kind of, you know, sitting back, waiting for that phone call, hoping it comes on Monday. Hopefully Monday will be another good day, and I'll get round 3, which will be with the doctors. And hopefully after that, it's going to be congratulations. When can you start?
Yay.
So, cross your fingers, cross your hooves. So, but yes.
Well, we most certainly will.
So, but I guess that is all for this dating show edition of the My Little Pony talk show. And what do you think? Should we end with the theme song?
Oh, speaking of, before we end, did you get my little read my full response to the whole as we approach the end of the G1 lines here, what I discovered when looking into Japan?
Yeah.
Yeah. So next week, I'm guessing, we'll be finishing off Colombia?
Yes.
Honey, I'm about finishing up. I'll come talk to you in a minute, okay? And then I guess the week after that, we're going to do Japan?
Yes.
I'm so being on the show
for Japan. Oh, yes. Kitten says she's being on the show for Japan. She can speak Japanese for us.
All righty, then.
And we'll also go into reading the entries, the winning entries for our Valentine's Day contest. Since we completely ran out of time for this episode, we can do that next week.
Sounds good.
Yep, sounds good. Awesome. Okay, then. Good luck on your interview.
Okay. Well,
and,
good luck. Hopefully I get
I
the third interview.
Take us out with the dating game song.
Okay, let me actually find it again.
I mean, that's what I would do. But, you know, hey, you want to go out the pony song? That's fine, too.
No, actually, no, I didn't even download it. I just kind of just played it.
Oh, really?
Laptop. So here we go.
Till next week.
Pony bye-byes.
Bye. Say bye, kitten.
Bye.
Waiting on that song. That's
we
so
would,
awesome.
Of course, love to take and thank everyone for joining us this evening and getting these guys hooked up. I believe they'll be very happy.
Okay. I'm sure they will be. So we'll see you next week, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Is that it? Are we alone? I do believe we are. Well, till next week, pony bye-byes.